Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Canadian and American fighter jets were scrambled, and an American F-22 successfully shot down the object.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirms that the U.S. military shot down an unidentified object over one of the Great Lakes Sunday morning. This follows a similar incident the day before over Canada's Yukon Territory and another the day before that off the coast of Alaska. On Friday, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski said the U.S. needs to send a clear message that it won't tolerate these intrusions.
The message was very important today to say any aspect of U.S. sovereign territory that is encroached upon, there's going to be consequences to it.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York described the unidentified objects as balloons, suggesting they resemble the one shot down off the Carolina coast. The FBI discovered an additional classified document at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home during a voluntary search Friday. This comes weeks after Pence first reported having discovered a small number of classified documents at his residence. In a Sunday interview on CNN, Republican Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota said most GOP lawmakers don't agree with Florida Senator Rick Scott's plan to sunset Medicare and Social Security. Rounds says Social Security funding is like that of the Department of Defense. He doesn't see Congress stopping either.
We're never going to not fund defense. But at the same time, every single year, we look at how we can make it better. And I think it's about time that we start talking about Social Security and making it better.
President Biden met with a bipartisan group of governors and repeated many of the messages delivered in last week's State of the Union. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says they also talked about how states will implement bipartisan legislation, including the infrastructure law, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the CHIPS and Science Act.
I want to give the president credit as well. He's taking victory laps, as we all would, for getting major legislation passed, but he really wants to see this done and moving.
Cox adds there were serious discussions about securing the southern border, as well as getting a better handle on the fentanyl crisis. President Biden met with newly re-elected Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to reset better relations. He says they want to fight climate change together and protect democracy in both countries.
For the two largest democracies in the hemisphere, Brazil, the United States, stand together. We reject political violence, and we put great value in our democratic institutions.
The meeting comes just over a month after what's been called Brazil's January 6th. Supporters of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro stormed the Congress, Supreme Court, and the presidential palace there, demanding the military remove Lula from office. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're